Welcome to the Empowered Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Robin LaCombra. In this podcast, we explore all the feels in their full spectrum. Movements, both physical and social. Creativity, advocacy, belief systems, ambition, community care. Creating cultures of compassion where more folks feel like they truly belong. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being down to do the work. Let's do this. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Empowered Embodiment. My name is Robin, and I am back again with the sweet, sweet Claren Dean, who is going to fill us in on what we got going on this month. It's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff happening in the stars. So yeah, I'm excited to tap into Claire's insights on how we can resource whatever tools we have to face whatever we need to face this month. Claire, what is up? Who are you? What you got going on?
Right. My name is Claren Dean. Some people call me Claire. I'm affectionately known as Claire Bear. They, them pronouns. I'm a tarot reader. I'm also a movement instructor with Good Body Feel. I do a lot of other stuff. You'll know about it later. But we're going to get into this month. We're on a full moon today. All the emotions are high. So if you feel like crying and you feel overwhelmed, yes, that's we're being cleansed, right? So, again, we're using Modern Witch Tarot. I still have a deck on the way. We're waiting for that. We're about to shuffle. So if you just take a breather. Let's go. You also might hear children in the background.
My children.
here we go. All right, y'all. I swear you're okay. Okay, so under the deck, we have Eight of Swords. Eight of Swords is when we feel stuck. And it's when I guess what I'm about to talk about is kind of undoing that stuck feeling. Swords is in the mental plane. It's about thoughts. So we kind of feel like we're circulating in the mind with all these thoughts, and it has us feeling really constricted and restricted. And then over here I have Four of Pentacles. Four of Pentacles traditionally is about being possessive, right? But when it comes up in my readings, we're talking about security. Feeling secure, feeling grounded, feeling rooted. That shit is mine, so to speak, right? King, and it's coming up next to the King of Swords. King of Swords used to follow me around when there was a need to clear out things, clear out excess. And then we have Page of Swords coming out next to it. And Page of Swords, I call my writer card. And I also call it my higher self card. There's a need to connect with the higher self, whatever that means, to feel rooted and grounded in this material plane. So what I'm seeing in this particular row is, okay, we have all the stuff. I'm not speaking necessarily to everyone's experience. Of course, there are people experiencing injustice and their homes are being threatened. But what I'm seeing here is there's a need to really get clear about what you're committed to and start clearing out the things that are distracting. And the easiest way to begin connecting with your desires or what you're committed to is taking out a journal and pen. Doesn't have to be a long process, 5 or 10 minutes, right? We're clearing out what's in the mind, or what we're thinking about and feeling, and writing it down so it's not just in the mind circulating all the time. You get some breathing room in the mind as well. Am I making sense here? So we have Two of Wands, Three of Cups, and Nine of Pentacles. Two of Wands speaks to personal power, having the world in your hands, and really exercising your creativity to make things happen. Not in a hustler kind of way, but again, drawing things to you that you need. Two of Wands is coming next to Three of Cups, which is about friendships, but it's also about celebrating. And then we have Nine of Pentacles toward it. So what I'm seeing there is who is around you who supports your individuality and who embraces your difference and who supports your growth in being your individual self while also being present in the friendship, so that you can find pockets where you can celebrate at this time, because 2020 has been on fire and we can't be on fire the whole time, right? So you're exercising your personal power, you're embracing your individuality, but also to be in connection with others and finding that space where you can celebrate in your own way, in a safe kind of way. It's COVID-19 still, we're still in a pandemic, right? So how do you do that to kind of honor each other? And it's like now when we meet up with someone, it's a very special time, right? Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that, or at least have gratitude for those moments that we get to gather and share and heal. These are important moments now. Right. And so it's beginning to, if we go back to, again, the King of Swords, like what is distracting you from connecting with others and celebrating with others and even recognizing that it is important to find connection with each other and celebrate with each other, those little moments. Maybe it's just bringing a pie to someone's front door. That's a celebration, you know?
Yeah, I love this. I think this is so timely. I think one of the things that this pandemic has really taught me is not to take anything for granted and how to access the ease and the pleasure and the joy when it is there. So I love the cue of like, what is distracting you from connecting? What is distracting you from being present and reaching out? And especially as we move into the colder days, we have to get even all the more intentional and all the more committed to connecting to each other in a safe way, of course, and really allowing that connection to be the healing balm or the salve that we need.
Mm-hmm. What I'm also hearing about that, like October is also that month where we have Thanksgiving, we have full moons, we have Halloween. And so what we're also looking at is redefining traditions. Do these traditions work? Mm. Right? Or do they like have us scattering around, making us more busy, more stressed to hang out with people that we may not want to hang out with? Right? Is it necessary to? What do you lose if you decide not to and make it your celebrations low key? Right? And so these are the things we're beginning to rediscover. We also have Knight of Cups, which talks about, it's like the energy of romance and being romantic. It's an offering. And the way I describe this card is like, how can you reconnect with beauty? Romance doesn't necessarily mean with just another partner, but it's like buying yourself flowers. Do you need that piece of chocolate? It's renewing your perspective to keep yourself here, right? I'm always talking about finding my mothership and leaving the planet.
It's true. She does.
things are on fire. But a way to keep myself here is bringing, again, myself to some kind of romance, aka ritual. Do you need to light that candle? Play some music? How do you engage the senses? And again, to get yourself back into the feeling realm, getting yourself here and not leaving the planet. Right? And I know in this time where things are very stressful and we're in negotiation of projections, boundaries, what is the political climate going to look like? How come some people don't care? It's like, how do we keep ourselves here? Knight of Cups is being offered, not being offered, but like it's coming up next to Ten of Swords. Ten of Swords is like an overhaul of the ego. The ego is not the same. I see it as a transformation of the ego. I don't believe in eradicating the ego. Mm-hmm. It's transforming. So it's going under an overhaul. Things are not the same. There is no new normal. It's just weird, right? So let's acknowledge that it is strange. And what are we going to do again with ourselves and together to, you know, to kind of rebirth of how we are with each other, what creates that intimate connection, and what is intimacy redefined in this time where we have to practice social distancing and become really aware of each other's space. That rebirth is indicated by the Judgment card. So when I explain rebirth, right? Rebirth is also painful. It's tiring, it's exhausting, and if those of you who have given birth know, there's contraction and then there's movement and then there's contraction again and then there's movement. So understanding it in that way, the way we are not always in suffering or feeling stuck, is again by honoring the things that are beautiful, honoring our intimacy with each other, and again is that is through being intentional. So the only thing that we have here for this month, again, is the Judgment card, which is the major arcana. This talks about big overarching themes. So can you think of this time of this rebirth? I feel like is about, again, re-examining your traditions and why you do them. Is there something that you can keep and still express, or is there something that needs to be fall away, and can you allow it to fall away? And again, embracing your own individual self to be with others, and being with others who also honor your personal power, who don't try to squander your self-worth.
That's so important. Be with people who honor your personal power and not squander your self-worth. Oh my God, that needs to be tattooed on everyone's head.
Right.
Especially now, right? When human connection requires so much effort, like who are you efforting for and with?
Right. And I have been speaking with a few people who talked about 2020 being a really good year for them, because now they get to be intentional with their social life and who they give energy to, and that they have immediate access to really care for themselves how they need, instead of engaging in these like what we call social norms in order to like uphold this system, right? What we're trying to do is recreate more intimacy with each other so that we can begin caring for one another, and so that we begin to protect each other. We're still under this like white supremacist system that is not for us, even for white people. Yeah.
Great. I love it. Thanks, Claire.
You're welcome.
It feels so, I feel so affirmed in hearing all of this too, because these are some of the prompts are prompts that I've been using in my, like my movement classes. Like, what do you need to do for yourself so that you can stay in the work for longer? Right.
Yeah.
Like, what do we need to be able to respect the limitations in service of collective safety of this pandemic, through this pandemic, so that we can stay in it for longer, so that we aren't trying to jump ship and can be present and hold space for the full spectrum of things that are here, like connection and challenge and freedom and limitation. And
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It all has to be honored. And like, the bottom deck, at the bottom of the deck is Eight of Swords. And in the tarot world, it's like the feeling of stuckness, but it's something that you can walk out of and unravel, right? So through our growth here, like, it's not necessarily comfortable, but what you're trying to do is like get to a space where life is more enriching and meaningful instead of passing through these, you know, inertia, not acknowledging experience rather than bypassing it, which we all have learned to do. And that's why the system is still upheld. No, that's not happening. That's what we've been told by political systems. That's not happening. It is all happening. It is very distressing. And then this is why it's so important to really honor who's in front of us, you know.
Yeah, and I think a thing that I wish more people would honor is that, like, when you bypass a thing, you bypass all the things. Like, you can't just bypass one aspect. Like, if you bypass anger, or like you turn down anger, or you repress anger, then you're also bypassing, repressing, avoiding your capacity for the opposite end of the spectrum. Like,
absolutely.
So when we can do what we need to do to bravely hold space for the challenge, the discomfort, the limitations, the whatever, then we also open up space for connection to the ease, to the joy, and all of the things that we can find nourishing too. So I love the cue of stop bypassing. Please. What do you got to do to stop doing that?
And if you don't know what I mean, for example, I had to acknowledge that I had chronic pain. I have learned to bypass that. Navigating in a Black body is like, I got to keep going. I have to survive. Like, no, I don't feel anything because that's how I'm surviving, right? Mm-hmm. But through acknowledging the pain, now I can take the armor off and learn how to manage it in a more intentional way.
That's it.
And that's what we're beginning to do here. I'm not saying this work is easy. There's a lot of discomfort in it, but I swear, you have access to a more enriching human experience with yourself and with who's around you.
There is so much healing in just naming the thing and looking at the thing and acknowledging and accepting the thing. Like, we waste so much energy avoiding, but all of that energy could be put towards managing, right? Or like addressing intentionally what is actually present, instead of lying to ourselves that we aren't in chronic pain, or that it isn't hard, or that we have it together. Like,
no one has
just
it
stop
together.
Lying. Stop lying no to yourself.
No one has it together. Oh my gosh, it's 2020. No one has it together. We're all figuring it out.
Yeah.
Together.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And you're still strong, and you're still smart. And you still can connect to people, and you can still ask for help, and you can still enjoy.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Sum it up for the listeners.
Sum it up. Again, what we're... So we're feeling kind of stuck, and that's because there's too much mental activity that needs to be examined. So there's a need to clear out and connect with the higher self again. Through, you can do that really easily through journaling, accessing that by asking yourself a question. What do I need in this moment? What do I need for this month? You want to be with those who honor your personal power, who do not squander your worth, who don't belittle you, who are able to embrace your individuality, and your difference as well. Also keeping in mind that even the way things are and how stressful it feels, there's a need to still access romance and beauty. Because we are going through a transition collectively, and it's hard. Rebirth is hard, and it's gonna take all of our imaginations. And so let's not leave the planet and start creating beauty right where we are by honoring each other's presence in a more intentional way. How do you celebrate with the other? Redefine celebration. Are there traditions that need to be left behind? Are there some that can be embellished and enhanced? Again, to reconnect with the other. And I also see that as a way of connecting with the higher self as well.
Shoo. So easy.
Right?
Cool. That's it. Great. So easy.
I know. I know, y'all. There's two full moons this month. Okay? There's two. And if you're listening to this in time, if the full moon, and you don't know what to do for a ritual, just light a candle or eat a piece of cake and write down three things that you're really in deep gratitude for, especially in this time. That's it.
I love that. I love that. Reaping harvest via naming what you're grateful for and eating cake. You know that's my jam.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much, Claire Bear. It's always so, so good to dive into this with you. And do you wanna close us out with a little grounding meditation or clearing or pulse check?
We're just gonna do something really short. Wherever you are, you can close your eyes, you can lower the gaze, or again, you can stare at the wall, your eyes can be open, you can be listening. We're just gonna take three cleansing breaths here. So deep inhale, inflate the body with air. Holding at the top, exhale, side out. We're gonna do two more times like that. So deep, deep inhale, just fill it up. Fill it up. And then exhale, loud sigh. Let that shit go. Last one, deep inhale. And then exhale, release everything. You can fold the hands over the heart, and I'm just gonna say, we all got this. I believe in us.
Thank you so much, Claire. We all got this. I believe in us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everybody listening, thank you for listening. You got this. It's totally fine. You are well equipped, even if you don't know it. So just do the work of knowing it. And yeah, step into your power. Big love, everybody. Peace, peace, peace. Catch you on the next one. Bye.